The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
Good morning, Ann Arbor, Michigan. Happy Friday, everybody. It's Friday, October 22nd, 2021. This is the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050, WTK The Ticket, online at WTKA.com. Really excited for a fun Friday here on the show. Man, Miz, I was just thinking about this on my drive in this morning. How much I missed, like, you know, Fridays before a game. I know it's 1 week, okay? Yeah. But still, like, you get in a groove. Six straight weeks, you get in this groove. I missed a Friday before a game. I missed Saturday game, you know, pregame. I missed the game, obviously. I missed postgame show. I missed Mondays, you know, doing the recap of the games and talking to Devin Gardner and having the monster moment of the week brought to you by Monster Tree Service. I miss all those things. So I'm really excited that today is Friday and we're getting ready for a game and getting ready for Michigan Northwestern tomorrow, home game. And then, of course, it's really setting up what's in 8 days. I'm not overlooking tomorrow. But since we're not players and we're not coaches and we don't have anything to actually do with the game, we can think ahead, right? We know coaches and players go one game at a time. We joke about it all the time with them. But fans don't have to. So, you know, I'm excited about the activities of game day, you know, game eve today and game day tomorrow and the whole week. You got a really fun weekend playing the whole deal. But I am excited for 8 days from now as well. So all that has kind of been just rolling around in my head this morning on my drive into work as I was coming in for this Friday. Really excited to be with Miz this morning. Sam is traveling once again. So yesterday after the show, he headed down to New Orleans. The New Orleans area, I cannot speak to exactly where he is. He went and he saw a recruit down there, a prospect. And then he is traveling now or this morning, early this morning, to the Bay Area. He's covering a game in the Bay Area tonight. I think I got this right. I may be wrong. He'll correct us tomorrow. I believe he's covering a game in the Bay Area tonight. He's joining us tomorrow morning for the Key Bank Countdown, a kickoff live at the wee hours of the morning in the Bay Area. And then he's heading down to LA to cover another prospect. And then he'll come back and be back here in Southeast Michigan and get inside the MDN studios on Monday as we get ready for
Hate Week.
Beat Sparty Week. I like Beat Sparty Week.
Oh, okay.
You know, I don't know. Maybe it's too nice. I don't know. Beat Sparty Week. I don't know. Anytime I can use the word Sparty, I kind of like it. Man, you know what's funny? Total aside, I wasn't going to get too deep into this today, but so a few years ago, I was playing in golf outing, and I got partnered with Ace Sparty, and then the other two people in our group didn't show up. So I was partnered with Ace Sparty. And sometimes that's bad. Sometimes it's not bad. I didn't know how it was going to be. Ended up where he was from in Grand Rapids, we had someone in common. So that was a brief conversation. We talked about a few other Grand Rapids things. And then, you know, eventually I dropped the word Sparty in. And he looks at me and he's like, it's a slur. And I'm like, what? I'm like, they use Sparty on ESPN. Sparty was on the EA the EA college football game. Like, it's used. Isn't your mascot name Sparty? Like, isn't the... He said, so from that point on, I have used that word a lot more because if he wants to claim that it is, it's not a slur. It's like literally, so I use it more. So it has Beat Sparty Week and the Beat Sparty Party and all those other things that are going to happen,
Sparty,
you know.
Sparty No.
Yeah, Sparty No, all those things, right? So, but that's next week, obviously. Not that I won't be thinking about it a little bit. Not a lot, just a little bit because, I don't want to say I'm overlooking Northwestern because I'm not. All games have their challenges. All games pose different difficulties, and footballs are weird shaped and they're slippery, and lots of weird things can happen, right? So I don't dismiss any football game. But Michigan is a better football team than Northwestern. We broke it down with Steve on Wednesday. We'll continue to break it down tomorrow on the Key Bank Countdown to kickoff. But we'll talk a little bit more about the game and the matchup with Joe Simon this morning with our game day argument coming up at 8:05. But it's, I don't know. I'm thinking more about other things for this weekend, Miz. So a few things. And this guy kind of locks in with who our guests are for the lineup this morning. So coming up at 7:05, Sam had a conversation the other day with Michael Jewett. He is the great-grandson of George Jewett, who, of course, we've talked a fair amount this week about the George Jewett Trophy and being introduced tomorrow in this matchup between Michigan and Northwestern. George Jewett, African-American from Ann Arbor, started his college career at Michigan, finished his career at Northwestern when he got his medical degree there. I'm I don't have a ton of information. I haven't listened to the interview yet. I don't have a ton of information, but John Bacon will talk about this a little bit more this morning and tomorrow and beyond. But I have a feeling that part of the reason he didn't stay in Ann Arbor to finish his medical education is because of, you know, he was black. And I'm assuming there were some, I don't know who the people were at the time at the university and the hospital, et cetera. But across the country, we had this conversation yesterday. Across the country, there are issues. And so, honestly, Mike Hart, we played it for you yesterday. He spoke on Wednesday. He put it into the best context. He talked about the dates of Plessy versus Ferguson and how many years, not that far removed from the Civil War, it was. Mm-hmm. And even in the North, you know, there were still obviously, you know, objections. And for George Hewitt, you know, even after he graduated his medical degree, he came back and he was a dry cleaner in addition to having a medical practice, because when you're an African-American in the late 1800s and the early 1900s, and you have a medical practice, your only patients are African-American. So you have a limited amount of people in your client base, right? So we're going to hear from Michael Jewett this morning. Really excited to hear him tell the story of his great grandfather. You might have heard Jim Harbaugh earlier in the week talk a little bit about it. His assistant assistant principal at Tappan Middle School was George Jewett's grandson, I believe, and that would be Michael Jewett's father. I started to confuse the generations at some point here. He was here in the late 1800s, so I believe it was his grandson was the Tappan Middle School assistant principal, and then Jim believed he eventually became the principal. And then that would be Michael Jewett's father. And he is the great-grandson, if I have the timeline right. I'm pretty sure that there isn't an extra great in there somewhere. And so we'll hear from Michael Jewett coming up at about 7:05. Also this morning, speaking of weekend traditions, now it's usually a homecoming tradition. We didn't get to it in homecoming, but they're doing it this weekend. We're going to talk to Joseph Van Harken coming up at 7:25, and he's going to talk about the Mud Bowl. That's right. The annual tradition here on campus, the SAE Mud Bowl. Greg Dooley brings it up briefly in his This Week in Michigan Football History tomorrow as well. The Mud Bowl is tomorrow morning at 9 or 9:30. I'll get the details when Joseph joins us. It's also a fundraiser raising money for the Charles Woodson Clinical Research Fund. And so our buddy Gene Skidmore, who works over at, you know, helping with development at the hospital. And he's also the PA announcer with some things over there out in Dexter. He is going to be the MC for the event. And they've got live music. They've got a whole bunch of stuff going on. It's the Mud Bowl tomorrow. And so Joseph Van Harken is going to join us this morning at around 7:25 or so to talk about the Mud Bowl.
The Mud Bowl.
Talk about the tie-in with the Charles Woodson Clinical Research Fund. And so really excited to do that as well. So another Ann Arbor staple tradition. Now, it's usually homecoming. Obviously, that was a few weeks ago. It's a little too early. Like, upper 40s, low 50s, that's Mud Bowl weather, right? 75, 80 degrees, that's not Mud Bowl weather. So, Mud Bowl is tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to that. We are going to have Joe Simon in studio this morning in the 8 o'clock hour talking game day arguments, talking Michigan and Nebraska. Michigan at the midway point. That's right, the Silver Fox. Michigan moving towards the second half of the season and playing Northwestern as well. Our buddy Nick from the kitchen door is going to join us this morning.
Yeah.
We have a $100 gift certificate from a couple weeks ago to give away, and he's going to talk about how every Michigan victory, he's got another $100 for you to spend over there at the kitchen door. And looking forward to talking to Nick this morning, and I expect him to have $100 for you next week as well after this Northwestern game. But that remains to be seen. And then in the 9 o'clock hour, yes, it's a Friday, which means John U. Bacon is going to join us for his regular 9 o'clock hour.
Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay.
But the yippee-yay is extra yippee and extra yay.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think you could do that in that system, but it's extra yippee and extra yay because John U. Bacon is going to be joined in studio by a couple of friends of his,
He remembers the bubonic plague.
That's right. We are going to be joined in studio by the Sklar Brothers. They're in town. They've got shows at the Ann Arbor County Showcase, one tonight and two tomorrow night. And so they're going to be in town, be in studio this morning, and we're going to hang out for a little while before. I think they said they're going to go be guest teachers at a class on campus this morning.
That's cool.
So that's pretty cool. So they're going to be here first. So they're going to guest host, if you will, for about an hour. And really, what I'm going to do is I'm going to say good morning. How are you guys? And I'm going to kick my feet up and let the two of them talk with Bakes for an hour. And then I'll just do like the radio. Actually, I can give them the radio things on a piece of paper. Mm-hmm. They know how to do them. They fill in for Jim Rome and other radio programs, so they know all the radio business stuff. I can literally hand them our ins and outs and say, all right, guys, I just need one break, and you guys just talk.
Yeah. Just You get close to the bottom of the hour, take a break, and then take
I'll even produce from this side of the glass, just give you the break sign.
Yeah.
I could probably do that. It's going to be a lot of fun in the 9 o'clock hour, needless to say, as I believe Bakes is coming in. I told him to come in.
John, if you don't come in, we got problems.
Yeah, John, come in.
Come on.
I told him to come
Bring
in,
Teddy
and the scorers
in.
Are going to be here. And the thing is, I want him to come in more than anything because if he's on the phone, he just you get lost. It's hard to be in the conversation on the phone.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting. We're going to do the show tomorrow, as I mentioned, with Sam out in San Francisco. We're going to use our video platform and like the behind-the-scenes portion of it so that we can see Sam and have these conversations with him. We'll see how that plays itself out tomorrow. It'll be interesting. But it's going to be a lot of fun tomorrow inside the tent as well. As I said, I'm just really excited for a home football weekend. It's definitely fall football,
mm-hmm.
like if you looked at the weather. If you don't remember what fall football feels like because you didn't go to any games last fall, because obviously almost all of us did not go to games last fall, tomorrow's weather forecast is almost a perfect parallel to today's weather based on the forecast. This is what they're saying. But tomorrow's supposed to be about 2 degrees warmer each hour. So if you, like we go on the air tomorrow at 8 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
if I run outside this morning at about 8:30 and I feel what the temperature's like, that's what it's going to feel like around the time we go on the air tomorrow, but about 2 degrees warmer. According to the forecast, and as Sam and I talk about on the air all the time here, I am a weather reader, not a weather prognosticator. So
exactly.
I'm just a weather reader. But the forecast, I was like comparing the numbers, and again, a lot can even change, as we know, in Michigan in a 12, 24-hour window. But based on the forecast for today and tomorrow, as of now, if it says it's going to be 50 now today at noon, I don't know exactly what it is, but it's around that, it'll be like 52 at noon tomorrow. That's what the forecast is. And so when you look at the actual weather for tomorrow, noon kickoff, about 51 degrees. High of the day is going to be about 53, which is around the end of the game.
Mm-hmm.
So, and tailgate starting, say, at 8 a.m., it's going to be about 40 degrees. 10 a.m., around 45 degrees. And then just escalating from there to about 53 degrees around 3 p.m. So, as I said, it's about sort of about 2 degrees more than it is today in these windows. So, I started thinking about that because I was like, all right, what's it going to be like tomorrow? We have a long day. We're going to be out. We're going to, you know, obviously I go out to the Bud Light Victor's Lounge. You guys are out there really early for setup. Well, the crew is, you get to come here, which is great.
Yeah. I got out of it this year.
I like that because that means you don't have to be outside at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning when it's, you know, 40 degrees out.
Well, I think they're happy too because I'm not a morning person. And after, you know, what I've got to do.
If Miz doesn't have enough coffee before setup, Miz is grouchy.
Oh, it's not even coffee. It's just a matter of
time.
Yeah. It's the having to take care of things that are behind the scenes here. Luckily, in this case, my hockey game tonight got canceled. Rochester, I got words for you. But if they had played, it would have been a long night for me. And then having to turn back around, wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning just to get myself showered up, so because trust me, I do not want to show up anywhere stinking up a joint.
And we all appreciate that. So the point is, it's still a long day. You're still mm-hmm. here by, you know, obviously before 8 a.m. as we go on the air at 8 a.m. I'm out at the tent before 8 a.m. as we go on the air, and then game day. I'm going to try not to continue to repeat myself throughout the morning to talk about how excited I am that we're back. You know, we had 4 home games, then 2 road games in the bye week. So it's been 3 Saturdays since we've all been together at the Corner Stadium in Maine. We only had this one home game this month. And you kind of wish there was a way to create a little bit of a better stagger. I don't know how they're going to manipulate next year's schedule when they update the future schedules, because they did say they're going to change Michigan and Michigan State, Michigan and Indiana, Michigan State and Indiana, where home and road, where they play those games, and there may be a couple others in the schedule, were updated from last year, then from last year to this year, and they're going to update them in the future. So I'm curious how they're going to update and manipulate next year's schedule, because I don't want this. If you're going to have 3 non-conference games to start the year at home, that's fine. I understand how that works itself out. So if you have those, that's fine. But then I don't mind if the Big Ten opens your season on the road. Right now, let it be a Rutgers or, you know, like a team like that, or an Illinois as opposed to a Wisconsin or a Penn State. But I don't mind opening Big Ten play on the road after 3 home games to get a stagger throughout the year, as opposed to home, 2 on the road, home, 2 on the road, right? Because they're home again.
Mm-hmm.
And then they play 1 on the road, then they're home. then they're two on the road, then they're home. And I don't know. At least we're back home. And that's really what I'm excited about. I'm not here to complain about the weirdness of the October schedule. It is weird. So it's only one home game this month. But I'm excited about the game, and I'm excited about the weekend because my birthday is this weekend. I've got friends in town. My one buddy's been in town all week already. Steve came in town on Wednesday. So he's, you know, and he's got a buddy that got in town last night. And I got some other friends that are coming in town. And we've got a large group that are going out to, that are going to join me at Jim Brady's on Main Street. We're going to watch football on a 222-inch HD TV while I'm doing the Retirement Income Solutions Locker Room Wrap-Up Show. And then we're going to hang out there afterwards, have dinner. And then we're going to bum around for a few hours until we go to the late night, the 10 p.m. Sklar Brothers show. Had to choose the late night show because we didn't have enough notice about the Northwestern game. And if they made it a 3:30 game and we bought tickets for the 7:30 show, I would have been working. Mm-hmm. I had a post game show. I have a post game show after 3:30 games at about 8 o'clock. Right. So I'd have been working. Mm-hmm. So we got tickets for the late show. And so it's just going to be one of those things, a really long day tomorrow, but man, it's going to be really fun.
Oh yeah.
So all that's not a complaint. It's an excitement factor. That's a describing of an excitement. I don't mind being tired. And then Sunday after a not super early, but early enough morning trip to drop my buddy off at the airport. We're taking Grace at noon to the Michigan women's soccer game. So really fun, full weekend. And I'm really excited about, you know, people starting to fill town. We were in downtown for dinner last night, and you're starting to see people start to fill in the town a little bit more. And today is going to be great going downtown a bit later on tonight. So just, you know, part of it is just to feel the town on a Friday night. And it's just exciting. I'm excited to have everybody back and excited to have a home weekend and excited for football tomorrow. Excited for a really fun show with everybody here this morning here on the Michigan Insider as well. So again, we still have a lot to get to here on the show. So we'll take a quick break. I have a cool stat. I want to ask Miz. You probably already saw this thing yesterday, but it's kind of a trivia question I want to ask him. It's kind of cool. It's a hockey thing. So we're going to get to that plus some Michigan football and some Michigan basketball. Michigan Madness was yesterday. So a lot to get to coming up here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.